God for all I've been given. At the end of every day, I have been blessed. Oh, yes. I have been blessed. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have been blessed.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and earlier today, Xi Jinping spoke by phone with Russian leader Vladimir Putin as Western countries look to plot their path forward. President Trump's urged Ukraine to agree to a deal to end the fighting. ABC's Ian Panel's in Ukraine and says there are key meetings taking place this week.
French President Macron meets with President Trump, and then the following day, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer also at the White House. These next few days could be critical in deciding what kind of deal, if any, is possible.
Confusion within the federal workforce continues over Elon Musk's weekend instruction that all employees reply to an email listing their accomplishments or face firing. But the heads of several agencies are telling their employees to hold off from responding. The Vatican expected to provide an update later on Pope Francis's health. The 88-year-old remains hospitalized in critical condition. And Apple is pledging $500 billion in U.S. investments in the next 4 years. This is ABC News. The FBI is urging other possible victims of a dating scam to come forward as 43-year-old Aurora Phelps was indicted on several charges in Nevada. She's now being held in Mexico. ABC's Zareen Shah says authorities say she preyed on older men.
The 21-count indictment alleging Phelps sold one victim's Apple stock worth approximately $3.3 million and unsuccessfully attempted to remove the $3.3 million from his E-Trade account.
We believe Phelps kidnapped one of these victims by heavily sedating him and pushing him across the U.S.-Mexico border in a wheelchair.
The FBI says two other victims were found dead shortly after their alleged encounters with her.
A lawsuit begins, a trial begins today in North Dakota. Greenpeace says it's a lawsuit threatening its very future, stemming from the 2016 and 17 protests over the Standing Rock oil pipeline. Dallas-based company says Greenpeace tried to delay the pipeline, defame the companies, and coordinated trespassing. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Two dairy organizations are suing Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call's decision to outsource Department of Justice environmental litigation work. Call said in the statement, better resourcing enforcement of state environmental laws shouldn't be controversial. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in Calumet County Court. Angry constituents converged on town halls hosted by Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman in Algoma and Fox Crossing last week. Those in the crowd had concerns about potential cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and the role of Elon Musk in his Doge office. And Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher says access to power was one factor in the city's selection as the site for a new $200 million AI data center. Digital power optimization has secured land on a former paper mill site to develop a high-performance computing facility by 2026. Zacher said dams that once powered that mill were a good selling point. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this... That's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 50 degrees. Cloudy tonight, 30. Mostly sunny and highs in the mid-40s on Tuesday. Tuesday night, we'll see some rain with lows around 33. For Wednesday, chance of rain, then mostly cloudy and a high near 45. On Thursday, mostly sunny, 44. And another shot of rain Friday, but highs near 50. Currently, 42 degrees.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And on the way, we're going to kick off our week-long spotlight of Updahl Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll have our first part coming up next. First, here's Mike Reed and Walk on Faith. Good morning.
We have come to the place in our love where our faith must be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, through every storm it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Farther on, beyond the shadows of our doubt, we will live where true love never dies. Though the road we must travel is uncertain, there is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to arise. If we walk on faith, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble and stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. Come on, walk on faith. When the valley is wide, everything inside.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, and it's the last full week of the month, which means we spotlight another dairy farm family with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And this week, we are going to be spotlighting Ofdahl Registered Holsteins. And all this week, we'll be talking with Brad and Kristen Ofdahl. And of course, they are just west of Durand. And Brad and Kristen, thanks for joining us. Brad, now, are we in the town of Arkansas, or what town are we in?
Waterville Township.
Okay.
Yep. Arkansas is the address.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about your farm here. How many cows you have? How many acres you have?
Well, we're milking 54 cows. We have 170 acres with 120 tillable.
Now, you bought this, but you got your first herd when you were 21?
Yeah, and I'm 22 now. No.
That's amazing. So you weren't really a dairy farmer to start.
No, I'm the first generation, though, to not grow up on a dairy farm. Okay. In my family.
But you always growing up, you wanted to be on a farm, so you had help, what, with your grandparents?
Yep. My grandparents and my uncle farmed not too far away, and I worked for them in the summers when I was a young teen. And then when I got into high school, I moved onto their farm to work full time.
And that was the reason you wanted to be a farmer, huh?
Yep. It's that simple. Yeah.
That's amazing. But you moved, when did you actually buy your very first farm?
1997.
Wow.
So I was 24.
Really?
I think so.
Now, what did your grandparents say about that?
Well, they were, my grandpa was excited, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how did he help you out to start out farming? Because you had been removed from the farm. How did he help you along?
Oh, there wasn't a lot. When I first started, they were getting out of the business as I was getting in, so they did sell me some standing hay, and then I used their equipment to put up some feed for that initial herd that first winter. After that, I then bought feed from a neighboring farm right out of their TMR mixer.
Wow, that's amazing. So now, when did you move then here into the Pepin County area with your family?
Spring of 2003.
Okay.
So 22 years.
Okay, so it's been 22 years. Now, the kids, obviously, they help out a lot on the farm. Are you hoping that they're going to take over the farm as you down the road?
That's what they're hoping, yeah. The older one, for sure, Bo, he is planning on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's amazing, because with a lot of the dairy farm families that I've talked with, the farm's been kind of handed down to the generation. But I like this, that you're the first here for this farm.
Yep. And I think it's going to work for Bo, and I don't see any reason why it won't continue.
Now, when you first bought this farm, you didn't start doing everything right away. Before we started chatting, you did baby steps. Tell us how that all worked.
Well, from the very beginning, you know, I rented a barn, bought a herd of cows. Actually, I traded rent on the barn with the owner of the barn. He was a beef farmer, and I would help him out work his cattle and work his fields. And then I got he wanted the manure, and I got the use of the barn, which was a primitive barn from 1947 with stanchions and tiny stalls and an inch and a half pipeline. So that was the first step. Second step was buying a 35-acre farm and continuing to buy all the feed for the cows. We had enough feed for the heifers, and I would use Kristen's parents' equipment to harvest that little bit of feed for the heifers. And then we got surrounded by houses and started looking for farms, and looked for years before we found this one. And then once we moved here, we bought a little bit of equipment, some tillage and a hay bine and a rake, I think. So we could do some basics, but then we hired the manure haul, the corn planted, the alfalfa planted, and the chopping done, spraying done, combining done. And then through the next 20 years, then we slowly kept acquiring more and more equipment to do more stuff ourselves.
So you grew slowly but sustainably. This is pretty much what you did.
So we always had a tax write-off every year. So it was that was important.
But you weren't going so far into debt that you couldn't go through lean times, because as we know, milk prices go up and down. So you were always able to weather the storm.
Yeah. And the true test of that was it 2008, when it was so bad, and everyone was talking about losing $100 a cow per month, especially the big guys. And we cash flowed that whole year. And that was when I kind of said, all right, this is the most extreme I think it could get. So if we can cash flow this, then this is kind of our basis. We don't ever have more payments than this, or more debt, sure, essentially, than this. Well, we had more debt the next year. We built the barn the next year, a new barn, but we knew what we could cash flow in the worst of times based on 2008, and that was kind of the ground zero then.
Mm-hmm. And it's served you well as well. We are at the Ofdal farm. They have registered Holsteins, and tomorrow morning we're going to continue our conversation with Brad. We'll talk a little bit about the fields and some of the things he does with the soil, and how he protects that soil, and also how they protect the groundwater as well. As we have our Dairy Farm Family Spotlight all this week with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com. FreshMarkets.com.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at RealFuneralHome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You slip your fingers, you're tearing my t-shirt, you're stirring up dirty in the back of my mind. You keep on flirting, you know that it's working, you're stuck in my head, girl. Riding the lines, couldn't sing a song without you if I tried. Let's light it up like it's our last night. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, naked in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing. Shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, dreaming in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing. Say it makes you feel like an angel. We're about to get a little tangled up. Burn it down. against me. Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country, hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. Fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe. All the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans. And I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing around it when your whole world's standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. And just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Yeah, she gave forever to me. She gave a yes to the dress with her mama.
That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Cole Swindell, Forever to Me, 931. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, teams are needed for the Pepin High School Donkey basketball game that's scheduled for this Friday starting at 6. Just contact Pepin High School for more information on that. Let's run down today in history for this February 24th. 1803, the United States Supreme Court ruled it would be the final interpreter of constitutional issues. The ruling came in the Marbury versus Madison case. 1821, Mexico said, we're done, and declared its independence from Spain. 1868, the U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Andrew Johnson following his attempted dismissal of the Secretary of War, Edwin Stanton. Johnson would be acquitted by one vote in the United States Senate. 1868, the first parade featuring floats celebrating Mardi Gras happened, not in Louisiana, but in Mobile, Alabama. 1942, the U.S. government stopped all deliveries of 12-gauge shotguns. Why? The move was made because the government needed to make more weapons available for war production. 1953, Winston Churchill was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. In 1980, the U.S. hockey team clinched the gold medal with a 4-2 victory over Finland at the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, New York. Everybody kind of forgets about that game. Everybody just remembers the miracle on ice. We beat the Soviets. Yeah, but that didn't really mean a lot if we ended up losing after that. But they managed to win over Finland and get the gold medal. In 1981, Buckingham Palace announced the engagement of Princess Charles to Lady Diana Spencer. 1990, Forbes and Fortune magazine publisher Malcolm Forbes passed away at the age of 70. In 1991, the United States and its Gulf War allies launched a large-scale ground assault against Iraqi troops that were occupying Kuwait. In 1994, Hall of Fame singer and talk show host and actress Dinah Shore passed away at the age of 76. 1998, comedian Henny Youngman passed away at the age of 94, best known as the king of one-liners. In 2001, mathematician and computer scientist Claude Shannon, whose theories about binary code, zeros and ones, became the basis for modern mass communication networks, passed away at the age of 84. In 2006, Emmy Award-winning actor Don Knotts, best known for his work on TV's The Andy Griffith Show and Three's Company, passed away at the age of 81. 2011, CBS announced it would suspend production of its sitcom Two and a Half Men after star Charlie Sheen went on a scathing rant about the network and show creator Chuck Lorre on a radio program. In 2018, the UN Security Council passed a ceasefire in Syria for 30 days. In 2020, the New York firefighter who pulled his brother's body out of the World Trade Center ruins passed away of cancer. First responders' death toll due to the attack grew to 343. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. Markets just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley and Delsivia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 3 to 1909, April down 3 to 1868, May up 6 to 1891, June milk up 10 at 1837. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are slightly higher. Feeder cattle also moving mostly higher. After the cattle on feed report from Friday, a lot of traders believe that the trade's kind of already adjusted to some of the lower cash markets. And the cattle on feed report was viewed as relatively neutral to slightly bearish hog markets. So the long liquidation continues in the market due to those lower pork cutout values and demand concerns. February live cattle up 25 cents to 198.07. March feeder cattle up 35 cents to 268.30. April hogs down 7 cents to 87.60. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower after carrying over the weakness led again by wheat markets, as the wheat markets rapidly remove risk premium from prices as mild conditions return to the Midwest following last week's cold spell. Improving weather conditions in South America, which is leading to an advance in the harvest, also pressuring markets today. New crop corn down 2.5 to 472.5. New crop beans down 2.25 to 1057.5. March wheat down 8.25 to 581.75.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 50 degrees. Cloudy tonight, 30. Mostly sunny and highs in the mid-40s on Tuesday. Tuesday night, we'll see some rain with lows around 33. For Wednesday, chance of rain, then mostly cloudy and a high near 45. On Thursday, mostly sunny, 44. And another shot of rain Friday, but highs near 50. Currently, 42 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. and a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go, hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go, free and easy down the road I go. Up.
Just a game that everybody plays, and when the game's over, not everybody pays. Some play the game and lose, some play the game. Winners walk out laughing, losers cry, deal again. Lady, you and I have played the game. Now there's no feeling left except for the pain.
Please.
when the game is over. Not everybody plays. Some play the game and lose. Some play the game and win. Winners walk out laughing.
I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. And I'd never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. And I wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life was Nevy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They'd run us off, but we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. She said, I pissed off, would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them old doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Forgives, but I can't forget when. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life was Nevy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something bad. Hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smoke.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Bailey Zimmerman, Holy Smokes. 9:51. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Pepin County Tavern League's mini putt-putt coming up on Saturday. Now, registration will be at 10:30 Saturday morning at Bodie's Event Center, and the putt-putt gets underway at noon. You can sign up at Durand Area Establishments. Again, the Pepin County Tavern League's mini putt-putt this Saturday in Durand. Well, gas prices in California are now the highest in the nation. Get this, $4.84 a gallon. Ouch! This marks a 5-cent increase from last week and nearly 40 cents more than last month. Now, the national average, $3.16 a gallon. Well, we're lower than that here in Durand. AAA attributes the price hike to ongoing repairs and maintenance. Always happens around this time of year at gas refiners, not only in California, but also across the country.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I just need
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lady A and Need You Now, 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. If you missed part one of our spotlights of Ofdahl Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, that's now available on our video podcast page. You can go to our website at realcountry1430.com. Go to the video streaming page and just go to Video Archives. That's where you'll find our video podcast. It's also available on Podbean. Your Apple Podcasts as well. Just do a search for WRDN. Happy National Tortilla Chip Day today. Wow. Most commonly served them with salsa, guacamole, cheese dips, or other dips. Tortilla chips are made from corn tortillas cut into wedges, then fried. Tortillas are made from corn, vegetable oil, salt, and water, typically made with yellow corn. Tortillas can also be made with white, blue, or red corn. They've always been considered to be Mexican food, known as tostadas. They were first mass-produced in Los Angeles. Rebecca Webb Carranza receives credit for making the crisp chips popular. She and her husband operated a deli and tortilla factory in L.A., and its creation happened by accident when some folks stopped in. She made something different, and that's how it all started. So have yourself some tortilla chips today. Be listening for Durand Boys Basketball tonight. Durand, Arkansas at Spring Valley. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7 here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRGN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W296.